I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR. Wildlife sources report as more and more of the migrant birds arrive in West Virginia. Many enthusiasts are going to want to spend their days watching them in the backyard, and there are ways to improve your chances, which we'll get into right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Rich Bailey of the DNR says although the winter is over, leaving a backyard bird feeder out will still bring in a lot of those colorful critters to view.
We're getting to the point where we're in full swing of spring migration, so we have a ton of birds coming through, but a lot of them are going to stick around. And there are a lot of ways that you can attract some of these birds to your backyard with various types of feeders depending on where you are. There are lots of different things that you can do.
Everybody likes the ruby-throated hummingbird, which is easily attracted with a red feeder and a sugar water solution. Bailey says you don't have to make a lot of changes from your winter setup, though, to attract others.
There are other types of birds, like particularly same birds as you have in wintertime. We've got chickadees and titmice and birds like that that love to eat seeds, and you can just continue to feed those birds through the warm season, and they'll continue to come. There's a really neat bird called a white-breasted nuthatch. That is the only bird that can walk up and down a tree trunk. And they'll also come to a feeder, and what you can feed those birds is sunflower seeds. They love to eat. You can just buy a sunflower seed feeder just about anywhere. Another bird that people love to see are American goldfinches, these brilliant yellow birds with black wings. And they stay with us in most parts of the state. They stay with us throughout the entire year, but they love to eat stuff called thistle seed.
And everybody knows the platform feeders.
If you want to feed some other birds like cardinals and some sparrows and whatnot, you can set up what's called a platform feeder, which is really just a pole with a big flat board or mount on the top, and you just scatter the seeds on top of that platform. And those birds will come and visit your yard as well.
And don't forget the water.
Really, birds need water throughout the year. And one of the critical components to having a wildlife habitat in your yard in any case is to have water there for animals to drink. And birds are included in that. The birds will come to drink, but they'll also come to take baths in the water. And if you have bird baths near your bird feeders, you're pretty much guaranteed to have a lot of birds visiting your backyard.
And it's good to place those feeders and bird baths in a place where there's some cover for the birds to escape from predators like the Cooper's hawk. Also, if you've got bear problems, take the feeder down for a while and maybe he'll just move on. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.